Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and love telling stories of hope. And so many times we have found out over the past 5.5 years of doing Hope is Here what the enemy has meant for evil that God will use for good if we will allow him to do that and if we trust him. And even though it can be maybe unfair, it can be really challenging at times, and but you can still overcome with God's help and with perseverance and a great attitude. And just with a powerful, powerful story that we're going to hear today and talk about some more tomorrow, our guest today is David Hartsek. David, thanks for joining us on Hope is Here.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, we have a mutual friend in Dave Mullins, and I always love when people contact me and say, "Hey, Greg, I got a great story of hope." And as I found out about your story, and then later saw it on Channel 18 recently as Heroes Amongst Us recipient, I was just so blessed and encouraged by it. And David, like a lot of people, just you're just kind of doing life as a kid many years ago, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I was, you know, going along, just doing life and, you know, picking up odd jobs when I could, you know, have a little extra spending money. I grew up in a family of seven kids and a single mom parent. So, you know, we didn't have a lot of extra stuff. So if you wanted stuff, you went out and worked for it. And I was blessed enough to go out and find some jobs and do some things. And all that. So that's kind of how I developed my work ethic and all, even as a young child.
Whereabouts did you grow up, David?
I grew up in Meade County, right there in the little city of Marlboro, right outside of Fort Knox. I was born in Fort Knox and everything. So, you know, it was kind of a small, very small city of about 500 people at most. And, you know, then there was, you know, the rural community and all that, you know, a lot of farming and stuff. You know, a lot of my family was into farming and stuff and all that. When I was in school and everything, you know, I was looking to be a mechanic. I liked cars and, you know, working on them and stuff like that. And I was learning the trade and such. And then, you know, back in the day, I mean, we kind of knew of God and stuff. You know, occasionally we'd go to vacation Bible school, or my grandparents would take me when I was, you know, spent some time with them. They'd take me to a Rock Haven church there, you know, at Otter Creek. And, you know, that was a very nice little church there and all. And, you know, kind of got introduced to the Word and to God a little bit, you know, but never really studied or anything like I do now. I mean, but, you know, I did have a little bit of faith there, or some knowledge, not a whole lot, but, you know, a little bit.
All right. Well, then fast forward a little bit, you're just kind of doing life, and like a lot of teenagers, 16, 17, in that range, 15, we just kind of think we're invincible, and sometimes we get into maybe, you know, doing some things that probably we shouldn't, but part of those teenage years sometimes. So talk to us about what happened next in your life, and that was kind of a defining moment.
Well, like any teenager, I couldn't wait to get my driver's license and stuff. And, you know, I was driving around town and stuff and all that in small places, you know, prior to turning 16. And when I turned 16, I couldn't wait to get my driver's license. And, you know, I got them and, you know, was out, they allowed a lot more freedom to go, you know, come and go and stuff. But I did make a bad choice one evening in April of 75, you know, been 16 about 6 months or so, and then you know, we were drinking and driving, and, you know, literally had too much. And, you know, on that night, you know, had a car wreck, and it rolled over three times, and they said the car blew up. I had no recollection of the events at all, just what I've read in the police reports and everything. But the accident was due to drinking and driving. We were out late that night. They took me to Elizabethtown hospital there at Hard Memorial, and they looked at me and they said, you know, it's not a whole lot we can do with this fella. So they sent me on to the old Louisville General Hospital. I don't know if people remember that, but it reminded me of a big barn, you know, with several floors in it. And my room consisted of me and about 49 other people. You know, we had curtains as, you know, for privacy and all, so there wasn't much privacy or anything. But I did spend a week in ICU because at the time I broke my left wrist, broke my left leg in three places. I punctured my left lung, ruptured my spleen, and they did a splenectomy, which meant they repaired it. I went 26 years and finally, in doing a routine x-ray, the radiologist said, oh, there's your spleen. So they took it out, they put it back, and I couldn't believe it. You know, so, you know, just the back was broke at T10-11. So, you know, that, you know, caused me to be paralyzed from the waist down and stuff. And I was just a teenager. I mean, I was 16. I was out there working and doing stuff, paying my way through high school and, you know, buying my own car and, you know, buying my own clothes and stuff and all that and everything. I was pretty independent and everything. So, you know, when this happened, I mean, I got, you know, as anyone would, the traumatic of it was, you know, getting, having the rug pulled right out from under you. You know, so, you know, it took a while to even really comprehend what was going on because of the morphine, you know, they kept giving me and stuff like that. And I could almost tell every time it was time for a shot because it wore off and, you know, they just kept giving it to me and stuff. And, you know, it was in there one night, you know, I was laying in bed and just started praying, asked God to come into my life, meet me like halfway, and you know how that works out. You know, he carried me up more times than, you know, I care to think about, you know, just from the aspect of going through all the different surgeries I went through. I've looked at the list and everything, and it's up to like, you know, over, I've been in the chair now for 48 years, and, you know, there's almost a surgery for every year that I've been in there. But, you know, I've been blessed that, you know, God has carried me this way and, you know, got through a lot of those surgeries with, you know, going in, you know, you're a little nervous, but I always felt someone was there, you know, and had the upper hand, you know, and, you know, felt like he, you know, carried me all that way. You know, he's always been faithful and we're, you know, even after my accident and stuff, I may not always been faithful or walking a straight line or, you know, doing everything, you know, Christian was supposed to be doing or, and all that. But I think we serve a, you know, a loving God and he understands and he's a forgiving God and stuff. So, you know, that's where I was back then after 3 months of rehab. I came home and I looked around and I didn't see anything I could do or wanted to do and all that. But I did have a good friend, Albert Pro, who I worked for the year before, helping him rebuild his house that burnt and everything. And he taught me a lot about carpentry. And, you know, we just have everyday simple conversations and all that and everything. And he always told me, he says, you can do anything you set your mind to. And, you know, at the time, you know, being in a chair, not knowing anyone else, have no resources, you know, no other contacts. I was like, But that always stuck with me. And I ended up leaving home at 17, January 76. And, you know, I went to what's now Carl Perkins Rehab over in Eastern Kentucky and did about 3 months of rehab over there and got introduced to the sport of wheelchair basketball. And the counselor says, oh, you got potential, you know, to go to college. And I'm like, oh, really? And my first question, do they have a basketball team? And they said, sure. And I said, sign me up.
Well, so, I love that. And, man, I can't wait. We're going to talk so much more. You've had some unbelievable athletic accomplishments, and we're going to get into those tomorrow. So, man, if you're listening, I hope that you're going to make sure you tune in tomorrow or maybe share somebody. You hear David's story. I mean, if you just tuned in late, we're talking with David Hartsek. And unfortunately, when he was 16 years old, was in a just a really bad car accident, being kind of like teenagers can be sometimes, partying a little bit, driving too fast, and just a really bad car wreck. And it's a miracle he's even alive, but unfortunately had some injuries that caused him to be paralyzed from the waist down. And I guess question, David, I would just want to go back just a little. Walk us back through what that was like when, you know, the doctor told you that you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, you are going to have some paralysis.
It was probably, you know, after I started getting up, getting in a chair, getting around and stuff and everything, pretty much on my own. I was in the room in rehab with three other guys that were quadriplegics. And so I seen what they, you know, were limited, very limited on what they could do. And I felt, you know, I was very blessed. You know, I had my upper body and all that. It was a matter of getting strength and everything. And one afternoon, the doctors were making the rounds and stuff. And then I come up to him and I asked the doctor, I says, "Doc, when am I going to, if I ever going to walk again?" And he just turned around and looked at me and says, "Are you walking now?" And, you know, that kind of hit me pretty hard. And I was like, you know, no, I'm not, you know. But I didn't, you know, feel a sense of rage or anything. You know, I was kind of calm about it. You know, went on with life and everything. And, you know, just the fact that I know that God was carrying me through all that and everything, that really, you know, got me through those, you know, rough moments, rough nights, you know, time alone. You know, you need something extra to help you get through it. And, you know, that's what helped me get through a lot of stuff. One of the things I joke about, you know, back then, you know, Johnny Carson was on late night. And I said, I always went to sleep laughing because I watched Johnny Carson. You know, I said it helped me, you know, relieve whatever emotional stress or strain or anything like that. And then, you know, when I did get started playing basketball and got to Lexington and got serious about, you know, athletic training, I mean, it was the training and all that that got me through. I still felt like someone else was carrying me on, but, you know, I was doing a lot of exercise. So when it come, you know, time at night, you know, for a night's rest, I always got a good night's rest, you know, pretty much.
Well, I just so admire how you handled that. And, you know, obviously the doctor didn't have the best bedside manners, but instead of getting better, you chose to get better. And instead of, you know, turning away from God, you turned towards him. And, man, if you just tuned in, we've been hearing just a powerful story. David Hartsek, just a man that's overcome just the obstacle of at the age of 16 in a car wreck, being paralyzed from the waist down. And you're going to hear about some incredible athletic achievements. And yet, as I was preparing this program, I asked him to, after our phone conversation, to send me some research and two full pages of single spacing with just all the injuries and surgeries that he's had. Yet you can hear the joy that he has in his voice. And I just hope that you'll make it a priority to tune in again tomorrow, as we're just going to hear all that he's accomplished even through this challenging situation happening in his life. So invite a friend, join us again tomorrow. For David Hartsek, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.